Good morning. We want to talk to you today about choices and about right and wrong and how it is that you can become more congruent in your life and therefore get what the universe has already created for you by everything you have ever felt. We know that sometimes when a human is trying to decide between things, it's difficult for them to arrive at what might be the right choice. Some will say, I don't have a good choice, but we would say you do have the choices that you yourself have created. So the best thing that you can do is pick the choice or the thing that brings you the closest to alignment in the way that you feel as a human that has experienced your experience. And let us explain what that means. You might be trying to decide between whether you should continue in the work that you're in or actually leave that position and go into some type of work that you would deem as helping humanity or serving. But there may be a conflict within you, how that you can possibly earn the money that you are earning in your present position and moving out into something that would be more of an unknown or something that you are not certain of how the money would flow in, you see. You simply can't be successful at something as the human is kicking out a reason that it feels you can't be successful at it. There is no negativity. There's nothing that needs to be changed. There's just you, the human, living your experience based upon what you've been through, your lineage, your past lives, and what you're living in now. And there is an accumulation of thoughts and feelings or energy that actually comes forward when you are trying to decide what it is that you should do. So what you would deem as a negative thought, in fact, is just a perception that your human is letting you know that you hold that could be preventative of you getting the success that you're wanting to by choosing the choice you're looking at choosing. So some would say, well, am I supposed to remain fearful? Should I not choose to move out of the job that I really prefer not to be in and go into the unknown? That's not what we're saying. But what we are saying is that if you're not congruent with the choice that you make and there's a lot of fear behind it, there's a good chance you won't be successful at it and that the fear will be the thing that rules out or actually comes into form in your experience. So what do you do? You get congruent. And why do you get congruent? You agree with the choice that you've made in the way that it makes you feel the best, and that might be staying in the job. And then you would think, well, I just decided to do something I didn't want to do and I'm a coward. That's not what you are. You're honoring your human, aren't you? You're aligning to the way that your human feels. And in this alignment that you create, you open up the opportunity for the universe to then flow to you the very thing that it has created for you that would be very satisfying for you to experience. So you're not giving up anything in the choices that you make in alignment. Just make sure that you choose the thing that brings you the closest to feeling balanced within yourself, within your experience, and within what you have felt. In this way, you're not settling. You're not stuck in something. You are actually creating a pathway in that alignment, in that love and honoring of your human in the way that it feels, for the universe to then flow to you that opportunity that's already there. It's already been created. The same type of situations occur in relationships. Perhaps you are in one that is not congruent. Lots of arguing, lots of things that are not in common, whatever it is that you would deem that relationship to be in. And as you think about moving out of it, a great fear comes over you. You would be upsetting the children. You would be changing households. You would be affecting your finances. And then you look at the other choice that you have in the other hand, that you might have a relationship that comes to you that would be much more in your alignment, that maybe some other opportunities would come, and that you would feel great freedom. And then you weigh the two of those. Which one are you less fearful of? Which one are you in most balance with? If you decide to stay in that relationship for a while, then get congruent with it. Decide that there are things that you like about it that you're going to align to in the knowing that through alignment, I actually create the opportunity for me to get exactly what I want in my experience. Either the relationship that you are in will change and it will turn into something that is quite satisfying to you, or it will be gently removed from your experience with no disturbance at all. This is how the universe works. It works through alignment. It works through love. It works through immediate manifestation the moment you have a feeling. You don't have to effort in your experience, and you don't have to worry about making a right or a wrong choice. You just have to feel good in the choice that you make. Good day.